thing that you took off, that you mechol. Rashi says that you mechal l'bedibu b'yalmo, on money that you have in your house. So the kids see you're poida now the maisa sheni. But when it comes out that in this jar of wine now, there's truma mixed up in there, and there's maisa rishin mixed up in there. Still it says, v'shoysa miyad, you're allowed to drink it right now. And the pshat is that tomorrow, or whenever you get home, and you'll have all the kelim to pour it off, then you will pour off the 1/50th of it for truma, the 1/10th for truma's mais, for maisa rishon, and what you pull off, take off tomorrow, that will be considered as if that was what the truma was today. So you see, you hold yesh breira. This is divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir shita. However, it says clearly that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Isrin, they three say no, it's no good. We hold ein breira. It's no good the fact that tomorrow later you'll take off the truma, because the decision you make later, that does not help for now. Right now, when you're drinking the wine, so this is a shalom machlokes rishonim, is it the pshat that the truma is really chal, and it's a suffolk where the truma is, so you're eating truma? Whereas the other pshat rishonim hold now, if you hold ein breira, so the pshat is, when a suffolk on a doubt, nothing is chal at all now. So it's considered like you did not take off any truma or any maaser at all. Therefore, it's considered like you're drinking tevel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon. In other words, right now you said that you want to take off later truma, you want to take off maisa, but right now you did not separate them. That's not called a maisa frosha. Therefore, they say asurim. It's also to drink the wine right now. The wine remains tevel. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breira, and here it's teila bedas atzmai. Here it's up to you to make the decision to pour off the wine later. And he holds Zain Breira. Still, but Tola Badasa Cherem Islay Breira. In a case where the decision is up to somebody else, then he holds Yesh Breira. The Tanan, we learned like this. Mahi Biyosi Hayomin. What halacha does the husband have all through those days? There's going on a case in the Gemara later that says that if a man is sick and he's afraid he's going to die, and he has no children, so he doesn't want his wife to have to go through Yibam. So he gives his wife a get right now and tells her in condition that this should be a get and it should be chal if he dies from that sickness. Of course, the get has to be chal before he dies, that the get should be a good get. So that's halacha, that before he dies, the get is chal. But the question is, though, the husband had the get written up today, he gave it to his wife today, on this condition. So what halacha is the husband all these days? So Rabbi Yehuda Vayma Harei Keshesish L'chol Devareho. If you hold right now the get is not chal, right now they're still married completely. But when he dies, heavy gita, then the get becomes a get right before he dies. So you see, we hold yesh breira, that this is totally a bedas acherim. It's not up to him, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's going to die. So still we say yesh breira, that even though all along when he's alive, the get is not chal, but right before he dies, that's when the get is chal. And the get is not really chal then. Rashi says the pshat is ukeshemes when he dies. Amrinu we say that huver hadover comes out now to mishas nesin hoyiroyulomus micholizeh. Is that we see right now that b'shas the get was given over, he really was supposed to die from this chayla, and therefore the heavenly get mehishasa, and the get is considered a good get from the time when he gave it over to his wife then. So even though we're saying now they were considered married all along, the pshat is that in the scene when the husband gave over the get to his wife at the beginning, we consider it a good get. Because since at the end he did die, we say it's like it's mevuyer at the beginning that he's going to die from the sickness, so the get is called a good get. And Rashi speaks out, this is different than other tanoim, because other tanoim it's up to you to do it right away or not. But here you don't know if you're going to die or not. It's not up to you. It's up to somebody else. Up to Hashem. Therefore, this is called breira. But I call upon him. You see here, if you hold the yesh breira, so when it's toilu b'das acherim, if it's up to him, if he knows he's going to die from the sickness, he wants to get to be a good get. He just doesn't know if he's going to die or not. So in such a case, you see, you do say breira. So if so, that's the kasha back to Rabbi Yehuda. How are you, Peshad Rav Eishi Yishayla, from our Mishnah? Maybe there's a difference between when you're Tola B'das HaCherim or you're Tola B'das HaAtzmai. And then the Gemara says, I'll bring another proof of this also. That Horeb Shimon, there's also Reb Shimon's case. Yeah. And the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Mishash L'Rava. Rabbi Shasha said also to Rava, "Hor Rabbi Shimon, I'll bring another case like this, a proof on this according to Rabbi Shimon. When the decision is up to you, we owe Zain Breira. But when the decision is up to somebody else, Islay Breira, then he does hold from Breira. How do we know this? When the decision is up to him, less library, does not hold from Breira. Hodi Amoran, like we said before, Reb Shimon is one of the three that say that when you buy this wine of Takusi, it does not help to be mafresh the truma now on a suffix. That even though later when you take off the truma, we do not see as if it was taken off from before. So you see, Reb Shimon says, when you have to make the decision, it's ain't Breira. Still, Toilu Badas Acherim Islay Breira. When the decision is up to somebody else, then he holds from Breira. Where's the case? The Tanya will learn like this. If a man says, Hareini Boyalecha, a man goes over to his future wife and tells her, I'm going to make a kedushin with you now with a kinyan of Bia. He's going to live with her right now. But it makes a condition, Almanash Yir Tzaba. Only that when your father finds out about this, he has to give his consent to the marriage to the chasna. Then I want the kedushin to be chal. So it says, Afo Pish Leirot Tzav Mekadeshes. The Tanakhama says this Tanai is bottle. Even though later the father does not agree to the Kedushin, still we say the husband does not want his Bia to be a Bia's Nus, but rather he was Goma Beliba the Kedushin Gemurin, even if the father does not want, therefore the Tanakhama says that they are married. However, Rabbi Shimon holds no. Rabbi Shimon says, Rotso Av Mekadeshes. If later when we ask the father, he agrees to the Kedushin, then the Kedushin is Chal. But Le Rotso Av,